this life that we live and the beauties of it. But I do know this, that the only way we're going to get through this life is through the wisdom of God. The Bible teaches us in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 7 that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, that reverence for God. And we know that if we're going to be successful, that we have to have reverence for God. It begins there. And because it begins there, we understand that the opposite is just as true. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. We always want to be in the category of the fear of the Lord, never in the category of the fool. When we consider our aim and purpose in life, understand that we are surrounded by different purposes. But friends, God has given us one purpose. If you will, turn your Bibles to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Solomon, in all of his case studies, did all of the work for us. As a matter of fact, you name it, Solomon did it. If you think it, Solomon thought it. In Ecclesiastes 12, in verse number 13, the Bible teaches us, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Here is our responsibility. Reverence God. Hold on. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. God wants us to reverence Him and keep His commandments. Hold tight. Do what He has told us to do. Why? For this is man's all. I love one version says this is the whole duty of man. But why? Verse 14. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. Friend, God has given us a purpose. We don't have to go about trying to establish one. God has given us one. It is to do His will, to fear God, to keep His commandments. But I leave you with one other thought. Turn to Acts 17. In Acts chapter 17, we consider one verse, verse 27. Again, what is our purpose? Reverence God. How? Keeping His commandments. Why? This is our duty. But then Paul, as he is talking to, no offense, heathens. He's not talking to anyone who has any respect for one single God, but a multiplicity of gods. Different ideas and ideologies. This is our purpose in life as we saw it in the old covenant. We see it right here. So that they should seek the Lord, number one. That's what we ought to be doing. We ought to be seeking God with what? With all of our heart. In hopes that they might grope, literally feel after Him. Why? Because God is near. You know, I think about God and how He sits upon the circle of the earth, as Isaiah says. And I was talking to a brother last night, and we was talking about how God is near unto us, and it's scary in one way and encouraging in another way to know that God is sitting right on top of us. And as you look at the firmament, and God is able to see down inside of the firmament, no wonder He sees all things. He's right on top of us. That's encouraging, especially when you're doing His will. That God sees everything that I do, the good and the not so good. But here it is. Not only does God want us to seek Him, but God wants us to find Him. If you're not a child of God, have you found Him? Have you found God? Let me go ahead and say this. He's not running from you. He wants to be located. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Turn away from sin. Repent. Confess Jesus Christ to be Lord. Be buried in water for the remission of your sins. And keep in mind that when you're baptized into Christ, it's because you have found the way. Maybe you're a child of God and you have lost your way. It is possible to have been seeking after God and have found God, but like what Paul told the Galatian brethren, fall from grace. Let's not do that. As we stand and as we sing the Savior's invitation.